Here's a truth that might sting a little. That pile of papers on your counter isn't a paper problem. Those clothes draped over your bedroom chair aren't a wardrobe issue. They're stacks of unmade decisions, postponed choices wrapped in fabric and cardboard. Every cluttered surface in your home represents a moment when your brain said, "I'll deal with this later," and later never came. Research from Princeton University confirms what you already feel. Physical clutter literally competes for your attention, sapping your focus and flooding your system with stress hormones. But here's the fascinating part. We don't accumulate stuff randomly. Your grandmother, who lived through the Depression, might have passed down a keep everything mentality. If you grew up with instability, possessions might represent security. Understanding why you hold on to things is the first step toward letting them go. This workbook doesn't just hand you storage solutions. It asks you to examine your clutter triggers. Do you shop when stressed? Keep things out of guilt? There's even a phenomenon called clutter blindness, where you literally stop seeing the mess around you. Breaking through requires not just better bins, but better self-awareness. Every organizing system you've tried has failed, not because you're lazy, but because you've been following advice designed for someone else's brain. The workbook introduces four distinct organizing personalities. The butterfly is creative and visual, needing open shelving and clear containers because out of sight truly means out of mind. The bee loves detailed systems and color coding, thriving on micro-organization that would overwhelm others. The cricket craves clean surfaces and hidden storage, naturally gravitating toward minimalism. The ladybug values tradition and sentiment, needing designated display areas for meaningful items. Think about how you naturally handle things when rushed. Do you need to see items to remember them, or does visual clutter make you anxious? A butterfly trying to organize like a cricket will always feel frustrated, eventually abandoning the system entirely. But a butterfly embracing visible storage will maintain organization effortlessly because it aligns with their wiring. This isn't about forcing yourself to change. It's about designing systems that work with your natural tendencies rather than against them. Facing a chaotic closet or overflowing garage feels overwhelming because you're seeing the entire problem at once. The space method breaks transformation into five manageable steps that work for any area. Sort comes first. Pull everything out and group similar items together. This reveals the shocking truth about what you actually own. 7 phone chargers, anyone? Purge follows. But instead of asking what to get rid of, flip the question. What deserves to stay in your life? For sentimental items, try photographing children's artwork instead of keeping every piece. Assign a home means every keeper needs a designated spot. Random storage leads to random retrieval, meaning you'll never find things when you need them. Containerize comes only after purging, avoiding the common mistake of buying storage solutions that simply organize your clutter rather than eliminate it. Finally, equalize establishes maintenance routines. The 1-minute rule, immediately handle any task taking under a minute, and one in, one out rule, remove an item whenever you bring in something new, keeps systems running smoothly. The brilliance lies in adaptability. Whether you're tackling a junk drawer or an entire basement, these 5 phases transform the overwhelming into the achievable. Paper clutter never stops coming, making it endlessly frustrating. The workbook divides paper into 3 categories: action papers requiring response, reference papers you need occasionally, and sentimental papers with emotional value. For action papers, create a command center, a designated processing station with an inbox and action folders labeled with next steps. The Sunday basket technique contains the chaos. All papers go into 1 container during the week, then get processed during a dedicated Sunday session, preventing piling while containing time spent managing it. Organization extends beyond physical spaces to your 168 weekly hours. The time audit reveals surprising discrepancies between perceived and actual time usage. Time blocking pre-assigns hours to specific activities, protecting priorities from endless scrolling. Rhythm routines, consistent patterns tied to triggers rather than clock times, create automatic habits that reduce decision fatigue. The Sunday planning session emerges as the keystone. One weekly hour reviewing the coming week saves countless hours of scrambling later. By applying organizational principles to both paper and time sorting, purging unnecessary commitments, assigning specific homes, you create not just organized spaces, but an organized life. Your kitchen becomes chaos where meal prep collides with paper accumulation and gadget overflow. Start with a month-long inventory. Place dot stickers on items each time you use them, creating visual evidence of what earns its keep. Organize by frequency. Everyday items at eye level, occasional items higher or lower, rarely used items in less accessible spaces. Physical organization requires meal planning systems. Consider theme nights, Taco Tuesday, batch cooking, prepare core ingredients once, recombine all week, or rotating menus, 2 to 4 weeks that repeat seasonally. Create a master recipe list of family favorites divided by preparation time. No more endless scrolling when planning meals. For clothing, try things on rather than deciding from memory. Categorize with nuance: everyday favorites, special occasion, seasonal, sentimental, and weight fluctuation categories. Organization systems vary by personality. Butterflies need visual storage and outfit groupings by color. Bees thrive with detailed categorization. Crickets prefer minimal hidden storage. Ladybugs appreciate traditional systems with space for heirlooms. The Morning Routine Station creates accessible, pre-approved outfit options that reduce daily decision fatigue. By addressing both physical space and mental load, these systems transform daily stress points into functional spaces. Without sustainable systems, any cleanup is temporary. You'll be back where you started within weeks. The crucial distinction: cleaning returns items to proper places, while organizing creates systems where items have logical homes. Organization must precede cleaning, or you're trapped in an endless, frustrating cycle. Habit formation is key. Habit stacking attaches new organizational behaviors to existing automatic ones. Sorting mail when you check the mailbox creates natural flow that prevents buildup. The 2-minute rule ensures anything requiring under 2 minutes gets done immediately rather than becoming a future burden. For families, distribute both work and ownership through zones of responsibility assigned by use and ability. Build regular maintenance into your calendar: daily 10-15-minute resets, weekly 30 to 60-minute reviews, monthly 2 to 3 hour deeper organization, and seasonal overhauls. This scheduled maintenance prevents major organizational emergencies. Most importantly, abandon perfectionism. Functional systems you actually maintain beat perfect systems that collapse under their own weight. Celebrate progress using before and after documentation, highlighting improvements, rather than focusing on remaining challenges. Organization isn't a destination, but an evolving practice that adapts to your life. By building flexible systems based on your authentic preferences rather than imposed aesthetic standards, you create an organized life that supports your goals and reduces stress. Your clutter isn't a character flaw. It's simply evidence of systems that haven't yet been built. Start building them today, one small decision at a time.